Good day, Mike Powers with your local and regional headlines from KWIN News. From Dade County, the Sheriff's Department reporting multiple arrests so far this week. Among those, 49-year-old Shirley Christine Calcote of Whiteside. According to arrest reports, Calcote is charged with possession of methamphetamine, possession of a Schedule II controlled substance, possession and use of drug-related objects, drugs not being kept in their original container, and felony tampering with evidence, for a total of 5 charges. Additional arrest reports are available online at discoverdade.com. The process to fill the mayor's seat in Chickamauga is now underway, following the city council's 4-1 vote to remove former mayor Trey Deck from office. City officials confirm Evett Parrish, a city council member and mayor pro tem, will now serve as acting mayor. Under the city's charter, no special election will be held. Councilmember Matthew Knave says changes made to the charter several years ago require the mayor pro tem to automatically assume the role if the mayor is removed, resigns, or vacates the office. The council's decision followed a public hearing tied to an internal investigation that included allegations of sexual harassment, racist language, and other inappropriate and offensive conduct, according to documents presented. Deck's attorney, Jeremy Penland, disputed the decision, saying it's not justice, that it's a witch hunt, a lynching, he called it. Under the city charter, Deck has the right to appeal his removal in Walker County Superior Court. It is not yet clear whether he plans to do so. The Dade County Board of Elections is seeking poll workers for upcoming elections. It's a paid opportunity. No prior experience is required, and training is provided. Applicants must be registered voters in Georgia, and positions are limited. For more information or to apply, contact the Dade County Board of Elections office or visit their website. The Chattanooga Lookouts have announced that single-game tickets for opening weekend at Erlanger Park will go on sale next Tuesday, February 17th at 10 a.m. Fans can purchase tickets at Lookouts.com. The Lookouts will make their debut at Erlanger Park on Tuesday, April 14th, hosting the Montgomery Biscuits at 7 p.m. Gates will open at 5:30 that day. It will be the first ever professional baseball game played at the new ballpark. The Georgia Bulldogs take on the Florida Gators in college basketball tonight. We'll have the action live here on Classic Hits KWIN. Tip-off is set for just around 7 o'clock. We'll have pregame starting at 6:35 right here on 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM. Stay up to date at discoverdade.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR Daytona weekend coming 1:30 Sunday afternoon for the Daytona 500 on 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM. Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.